The Four Tops. I can't help myself. Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us.
Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I am your favorite auntie. Well, I say people just, they know my voice. People stop me on the street and be, I know you.
And you like, so cool. Hold up now. Right. And then you just like, they're like, yeah, on the radio.
Right.
You're like, okay, hold
right.
on. Okay,
and
let
so
me calm
I don't
down.
Know if I should be Angela Small or if I should be your favorite auntie.
It depends on the time of the day, probably.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It's morning. I'm Angela Small.
There you go. Only reason we say that is because her shows are in the evening time.
Yes. Yeah. Late evenings. Mm-hmm. The time when only about 10% of the population is woke and listening. But I appreciate them.
Great. Well, speaking of woke and listening, we have the Panama City Rescue Mission in the studio with us. We have Mr. Stephen Fett and Shantae Williams. I got it right this time. So you have an incredible segue. Everybody's got a story.
Caleb, everybody has a story. And you can begin a conversation with anybody by saying, what's your story? And at the Panama City Rescue Mission, that's where we start with folks. And whether they're homeless, displaced, struggling with addiction, there's a story. And that's the beginning of being able to help folks and connect them with services that allow them to tell a different story going forward if the story that they have is not helping them live a life and lifestyle that that isn't as good as they would like to have.
Not continuing to be beneficial and towards improvement.
Exactly.
So the rescue mission as a whole, what is y'all's goal and what have you been doing recently to achieve that?
Our goal has changed to align with the community's needs. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at what the commissioners and the leaders in Bay County after the storm, they have a long-term recovery plan. It's called Rebuild Bay that came out in July. And the number one problem or issue that they have is displaced people still from the storm a year later.
Because 70% of the housing in Bay County was damaged in some form.
70%. And the two incredible facts that I find very compelling are that it was the strongest storm to hit land in 50 years. Mm-hmm. And also it's been the longest delay in government response to that storm from FEMA standpoint, even longer than Puerto Rico, which people in the news, they've pretty much forgotten about us a year later, but we're just now seeing the resources flow in from the government after the storm, more than a year later.
I remember watching because we run the commission meetings every other Tuesday. So I remember watching the commission finally get the big FEMA check, all of a year later.
A year later. And meanwhile, what are the residents doing? They're all pulling together to help each other, which I think adversity brings out the best and the worst. It's what's already inside of people. And it really gave an opportunity for what's inside of the people's hearts here locally. And the way that the community came together has just been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So the current need of the community is housing. And the big thing that I hear tell y'all do is at least provide confidence in there is a place to go to have a roof over your head and a bed to lay your head on and a hot meal.
Exactly.
And you've expanded your women and children's shelter since the storm.
Caleb, it's an amazing story of our own. And the men's at 6th and Allen is our men's location. Panama City Rescue Mission has a men's and a women's facility, two separate buildings. Mm-hmm. One on 6th and Allen is the men's. That's where the damage occurred from the storm, mm-hmm. and we're still recovering from that. Bethel Village is on 11th Street, which is where the Thanksgiving meal is going to be located at the school right across Rosenwald from Bethel Village. Mm-hmm. That was undamaged. We had just received and remodeled Bethel Village 2 weeks prior to the storm. We got final occupancy of a remodeled Bethel Village. We spent $750,000 doing that. And there were 15 women in there that rode out the storm, and there are not that many trees, but they all fell away mm-hmm. from the building. Now, we are a faith-based organization, and I would say that God had a hand in that and protecting the ladies that were there. So what we've learned is that there's a real challenge in Bay District schools with kids that are displaced. The enrollment is down this year, and the homelessness is up mm-hmm. with the kids. More kids have been Baker-acted already this year than any other previous year. You hear that in the news. And so we reconfigured Bethel Village to accommodate more women and children because of the need in the community. We also have an addiction recovery at both locations, Bethel and the men's. So we have emergency temporary shelter. If you're coming to town to work and there's no place to stay, you can come, and for $20 a night, we'll let you stay at our place and actually feed you as well. And so don't go into the woods in a tent. Come on over to the Panama City Rescue Mission, and we'll help you out. And we can also mm-hmm. connect people with all of the resources, whether it's doorways, a continuum of care. The Homeless Coalition has worked with us to allow us to be a low-barrier shelter, and we look forward to helping anybody that reaches out and asks.
Now, if I'm someone in the community in need, how do I reach out and get assistance?
Very easy. You can contact us through our website, pcrmission.org, pcrmission.org, or you can call the men's or women's shelters for more information. Can I get the numbers?
Yes, please.
The numbers for the men's shelter, of course, 850 area code for both. The men's mission is 769-0783. And the women's 914-0533.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Thanksgiving festivities coming up this Thursday, put on by the Rescue Mission. But we got to take a quick weather break from WMBB's Lauren Hope here on The Mix.